turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you out there that are looking for employment to find something that you enjoy so that you're productive. And you're doing what you do anyway. The only difference is that somebody's willing to pay you to keep going. But anyway, that's what the employment opportunity is somewhat about. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Glenn. Glenn's the guy that makes everything work in the background. Glenn, how you doing this evening?
Great. I'll tell you, we had an action-packed previous hour, and I'm looking forward to more of the same this hour, Eugene.
Hey, well, thank you very much, and we'll be glad to have you, and feel free to share anything that you want. I know that you'll make everything work in the background, and I really appreciate you for it. Anyway, so I'd like to have you all think about that. I'd like to have you think about where we are in terms of looking at employment. Are jobs getting better, or they're getting worse? And possibly that may not be good, but are the jobs, are people hiring more, or are they hiring less? And is the unemployment rate going up, or is it coming down? I'm going to tell you right quick, it's on its way up. But I'm also going to give you some reasons as to how come it's going up instead of coming down. But I'd like to have you think about that. But for any of you out there, if you are looking for employment, I'm going to suggest that you look for enjoyable employment, something that you enjoy doing instead of just looking for a job. That's part of the problem that we have. People get jobs, they don't get what they enjoy. And when you don't enjoy it, there's no way you can be productive. But to me, it's pretty simple. Just to go look in the mirror, think about all the things that you feel forced to do, you don't do them well. All the things that you like doing, most likely you do them well, but you do them well enough where the other people who watch you doing it tell you that you're doing it well. And when they're telling you that, that's what I think is the free ticket. It's not free, you've earned it, but it's something that you can capitalize on. But anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, and just in case I'm trying to think I missed something here in terms of talking about the show, but I'd like to have you think about, if you're looking for employment, why not find something that you enjoy doing instead of finding just something? Anyway, so I'd like to have you really, really think about that. But before we do that, though, I am going to give you a formula to find that enjoyable work. And I call it the formula for enjoyable employment. But anyways, I'm going to start the show off by giving you the formula to finding enjoyable employment. The first thing to do is do a self-assessment of yourself. You write down 3 to 5 things that you like doing, that you know how to do, and enjoy doing. Okay, write down 3 things in each of those categories, what you like to do, what you know how to do, and what you enjoy doing. Liking is not enjoying. Enjoying is separate than what you like to do. It's no different than you liking all the guys and all the girls, but it's fine to like them all, but what you enjoy doing comes down to just a few things. So if you could do that, write those down in one or two words, just something that jogs into your memory, not a long sentence or anything. Just top words that pop into your mind. Don't worry about how silly or ridiculous they sound, other than it's the truth. Anyway, so once you have that, I'd like to have you look at that list. Okay, so if you wrote down three things, you should have nine. If you write down five things, then you should have 15. And if you write down more than that, then look at what you wrote. We know how you wrote them. I'm going to say if you listed them down the page, you'd be able to see those, all of each of those separately. Anyway, so I'm going to suggest that you look at that list, circle three that would interest you the most right now, the top three things that would interest you the most right now. And don't worry about if they're change your mind, because you got a whole list by which you could go back and write down those things. Anyway, so once you have that done, take those words, put them together in some sort of sentence if you can, or a paragraph, whereby you could introduce yourself to anyone in 30 to 90 seconds. I'm going to say 90 seconds because it's your introduction to somebody else. You should take the time you want for them to hear you. Anyone who says, tell me in a couple of minutes, don't want to hear you. They want to see if you can say it in a couple of minutes. You need to be you in front of everybody. Then the third thing is to understand this thing that's called networking. It's based on who knows who that knows who that knows who. And most of you know people who know people who know people. Anyway, so I'm saying if you tell people what you like to do, know how to do, and enjoy doing, you can indeed find enjoyable employment throughout your working career. Okay, which is not a job. It's finding something throughout your working career and understanding how to grow within that. And I'll give you a secret. You can't grow unless we choose you. Very important to understand being chosen. Anyway, so that's the formula for enjoyable employment. So, I'm just going to suggest that you try that and see what happens. And if it begins to work for you, call the show, tell us, call the show, share your experience, because we'd welcome that. I have a show normally that we do once or twice a year of individuals who have done this that have called the show. And so if that seems to work for you and you get your first job or second or third job, feel free to share that information to help more out there, because not only are you helping you and the individual, you're beginning to help our workers who make up our workforce. And if you do that, I'm pretty sure your employers will pay you to keep doing what you're good at doing. And you don't have to ask or beg. They'll pay you to keep you, because they know other people will want you. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. We're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. But listen to myself, Gene Hodge, here with the Employment Opportunity Hour and our trusty engineer, Mr. Glenn. But we'll be right back after these words. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a a type of company that's looking to add people on, you're a network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we see you. Many of you really think that we don't see you. And I want you to know that we see you coming. We see you going left side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth, as you've heard. But it's very important that if I have anything to do with it, I want you to know that we see you. The difference is I want you to know that we see you when it comes to what you're capable of doing, that when it comes to employment, it's we see what we think you can do next. You can only see how far you've come, and much of our population makes a mistake by going to do what they already know how to do. And I say that when you're doing what you already know how to do, you didn't grow any. You've already learned how to do what you know how to do. The growth comes when we see what you know how to do, how we can use that and then give you just a little bit more so that you grow a little bit more. And so that's what I want you to begin to catch, is to understand that you can grow, you are growing. How you're growing becomes key. If you're growing so that you're doing different things and using what you've learned before in your past jobs, and you're doing things you've never done before so that you recognize the learning, then you're growing. Growing doesn't mean it's fun. Growing means you go through things until you get to do them well, then you can understand that you've grown. But the bottom line is that we see you, and we can tell you what we see you doing next. And it's very important to recognize that, because I spend a lot of time trying to influence individuals that are looking for employment. Number one is find something that you enjoy doing. You hear that a lot. How to find it? Who tells you that? I mean, I'm telling you that, but how do you find it? You find it based on telling us the things you like doing and already know how to do, and that you like doing them. Don't tell us the things you don't like. What you want us to hear is the things that you do like, because most of us are going to ask you, what do you like to do? Some of us can ask you, what do you don't like to do? And you should tell all those things that pop up in your mind that you know you've done them before, but you don't like to do them. Anyway, but think about that, because once you recognize you're growing, people are still going to keep asking you, what would you like to do next?
And the only thing you can do is tell them what you think. The key is finding out what they think. Because they can tell you titles that you never thought of. They can tell you who else they know that can use what you have right now. And that's part of how do you do it. And all I'm just sharing things that a lot of people know. But I want to make sure that you know that. But getting back to the show, the employment rate is going up. Did you know that? It had gone down for a few years. Now it's on its way back up. The unemployment. Okay, the number of individuals that are unemployed. I'm going to give you is to think about what may be coming soon and some of the reasons as to why and how you could take advantage of it or just be aware of why some of the things are going. Several months ago, let me tell you what I'm going to talk about, first of all. AI's effects on the job market. Most of you may have heard of AI, artificial intelligence. About 12 months ago, I made a statement when AI started to get popular and we brought it into the workplace, into the job market, I made a statement that said, where I said, a lot of people are going to jump on it because it's entertaining. A lot of people are going to jump on it because it's going to help them do things better, quicker and faster. And a lot of employers decided to jump on it because they could get their employees to do more work. And I'm going to say that, depending on how you look at it, it's all true. But I also said there's going to be lots of people purchasing, lots of individuals, employers purchasing it because they say it can do things quicker, better, and faster than the humans can. And then they're going to find out, the employers are going to find out that the individuals can't do what they thought they were going to do because the individuals still have to do it. And artificial intelligence is nice to have it do things for you, but can you do it? That's where the problem is. Anyway, so I made a statement that says that a lot of individuals, a lot of workplaces are going to jump on this. And a few months later, after that, they're going to jump on this and find out and possibly lay off a lot of individuals, only to find out that the machine can't do certain things that the individual can do, and we're going to have to do something else. Anyway, so we're in the phase where I believe that the automation of everything is going to cause more layoffs. And I had predicted that. The job requirements is going to be so many people looking for people because the machine can do it, but it doesn't mean you can do it. So I'm going to just kind of give you some stats on that. And if you got more, you're more welcome to give me a call. But the first place to go, I'm going to tell you what I use most times, something called BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics. You can go find the data that the government and other companies are tracking to keep on top of changes in the workplace, because we're always trying to make people more productive. As an employer, you want more productive individuals. You want more things that's going to make your company more productive, including using AI, including using robots, all the things that humans used to do, but maybe they can't do anymore, so we got machines. And if we have machines, then some companies may realize that they don't need you anymore, until they realize that they do need you, which comes after. For the individuals that are in educational institutions practicing to do something in terms of gaining employment, you may find that the machine can do it better than you. And so then what are you going to do? I don't have those answers. Part of the key is knowing what the machine can't do that you can do to help the machine help you to do what you're doing. Anyway, but it's something to think about. But anyway, so I'm going to give you some. I went out and did a little research of which you can do as well. But I want to come at it from the standpoint of what is happening in the AI world that some of the employers are starting to talk about. Some of the effects on how it may be beginning to help or hurt our workforce. Initially it's designed to help, but if we can have the machines do what the humans used to do, then we don't need the humans anymore. I'm going to say don't believe that, but if you do believe it, because we're going to go through a cycle where the humans are going to get laid off or replaced, which is going to cause our unemployment rate to go up, where people are still going to be looking for more jobs. And then at some point, I'm going to say we as a people will discover that the machines can't do everything. There's a lot that they can do quicker, better, faster than you, and always will be. There's a lot they will never be able to do because they're not you. They're not a human. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. But I welcome any thoughts that you might have. On my left-hand side over here, the phone number, hopefully you can see the phone. Number 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. You can't see the 727, but possibly you can see the 441-3000. I welcome your calls because this show is about finding enjoyable employment. Imagine finding enjoyable employment whereby you are running the machines because you know how the machines are working and how to put your skills and abilities along with that. Then you have a super productive person. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that because it may replace you temporarily. Because we think it's great. We may find out that it can't do everything that we thought it was going to do. And we'll go through that path as well because we're making it better and better and better. The difference is it will never be able to replace humans. It can replace your job and you doing your job, but it can't replace you. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that because I'll give you some examples at some point in time, but I'd like to have you think about that. But we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. But think about using AI to do something because it's already there in many places, and it may be there in many places where you are trying to go, especially if you're looking for employment. And it doesn't really matter whether it's for employment. It's in your home already. Anyway, I'll be right back to share a little bit more with you after this message.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Living in America, where they say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be. And some of you know that. Some of you may question it. I believe you can do what you want to do. The question is if it's what you really want to do, and if you like doing it, and for how long would you like it? Our trusty engineer back there, his name is Mr. Glenn. He's the guy that makes everything work. Glenn, are you doing what you like to do?
I certainly am, Gene.
How long you been doing it? Long time?
Well, in one case, with the voiceover work, a little more than 20 years. Maybe actually closer to 25 years. And radio started a long time ago as a board operator. And I've been on the air in other places, which I won't mention by call letters because that's not appropriate.
That's right.
Radio station here, so we don't want to talk about others specifically. But my last stop, Gene, was I was a newscaster for a local Christian broadcaster and a major Christian broadcaster. And I really enjoyed what I did. But sadly, you know, they, like other entities, came across budget issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so after 16-plus years, they had to let a number of us part-timers go. So, but by the grace of God, I landed here. So I am grateful. I love the opportunity. I love the interaction with you. And I would just like to mention one thing. You were talking earlier about doing a self-assessment, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 3 to 5 things that you can do, that you're capable of doing, that you like to do, that you enjoy doing. But also, what is it that you bring to the table that's going to be a real benefit to the employer you're seeking a job from?
Oh. If I understand you correctly, the things you wrote down have nothing to do with a job. That's the first thing. Many people think it's about a job, and the reason being is because we've been trained or conditioned to think job when we're looking for a job. And so I've run workshops and seminars and programs using this formula. And one of the first questions that comes up, and it doesn't matter what level, you could be a PhD or somebody that's been in the workplace for 10 years or somebody that's coming out of sixth grade. Just asking people to write down what they enjoy. Our system doesn't necessarily teach that. We get asked that, but we don't get taught how to recognize the things that we enjoy. Anyway, so when you're looking for employment, and I'm running a workshop or a seminar on employment, that baffles maybe 60% of the audience. I say write down 3 to 5 things that you like doing. Most is not the correct word. One or two individuals will raise their hand and say, do you mean jobs? Because they're there to find out about jobs. Now, my response is, I didn't mention the word job. And literally, a lot of people don't know what to do. And experienced workers who have proven things, they have skills and abilities, they got laid off or something, and they don't know what to do because they've been conditioned based on what we teach people about work and performance. Anyway, so you asked the right question. I'm going to ask it again because I kind of got lost. But it didn't mean, if you think of jobs, that's part of our problem with our workforce, our productivity in our workforce, because the things we like doing, we don't get taught to get jobs doing those things.
Well, I see where you're going with that, Eugene, because, you know, you have to look beyond just the immediate. You have to be thinking bigger than just, you know, performing some tasks of some kind that fulfills your, you know, whatever your responsibilities might be in a given position, whatever that position might be. But you want to bring your A game, whatever that A game is, to the table, so that you can further, you better explain what you want to before you even get there, to be able to show your talents, your abilities.
You want
to be able to, you know, share what it is that you can do that will benefit the people that you are serving.
Well, I'm going to say possibly take all that and throw it out the window. But because you're not in the class, don't worry about it. That's part of what's in my book. But the things that you write down are, if you look at it long enough, you discover that they're performance-based, based on your assessment. By you knowing that and telling people what you like doing, it still doesn't involve an employer. It involves talking to another human, or it involves you saying, I want to send what I have to someone else and let them choose me instead of me trying to match up with what somebody else has already defined. That's where our problem is. We try to match that because that's what we've been taught, how to match yourself against something that somebody else wrote. Well, the person doesn't know you, and the person has things that don't have anything to do with you. Anyway, so it's those types of things that happens when you write down what you enjoy doing. Now, it also has nothing to do with A's and B's or whether you got a PhD or dropped out of school. It has to do with what do you like doing and what do you know how to do. So that's the first part of one of the first parts of the exercise. And it's important for you to catch yourself in thinking, because that's the way you've been programmed to think. Because our learning process, it starts when we're in kindergarten. And we learn these things without understanding learning and what's behind the learning. Anyway, so I'm not sure if that answered your question, but if you did the exercise, it's not about an employer at all. It's about you. And when you know the employer wants you because they see what you have, that changes the entire game. Because they can change titles anytime that they get ready. But they's not the right word. But somebody has to come up with job titles. And so people come up with job titles. But the criteria used to find that, it, how can I put it? It really doesn't work, but that's all we know when it comes to our workforce as far as thinking. Anyway, so it's important to understand somebody else makes the job for you or for anybody else, and all the others try to match what somebody came up with. And with my process, it's introducing, getting you to recognize what you already have that a whole lot of other people already want. And they know what title to put on it instead of you. So anyway, I'm not sure that answered your question. But it's important to think about that most job seekers go look for what they already know how to do. And if you already know how to do it, how much energy you're going to have to keep doing it is part of the problem. You need something that's going to excite you, motivate you, and all that sort of stuff. So why not use the motivation you already have within you that the other people can see? Anyway, so did that answer your question or not? Or I don't know, but it has to do with you recognizing what do you like doing, what do you know how to do, which means you know how to do some things, but you don't like them, but you know how to do them. And then the third thing is, what do you enjoy doing? Because you can find employment doing what you enjoy. You probably know some people that are doing what they enjoy. You may discover you don't know anybody that's doing what they enjoy. They all got jobs. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just really think about that, because that's where our workforce is at this point in our evolution in terms of that. I'm introducing something totally different, and it works for the individuals that recognize it after they've gone through some more exercises. But anyway, so that's what it is. We're taught to get A's and B's and pass somebody else's test and all that sort of stuff. Because it's not wrong. It's where we are as a species until we recognize that you could make up a test based on your experiences and match that against others. But that's how tests are made up. Somebody's got to make them up. And so, anyway, so we're introducing a way whereby it's just different that everyone can recognize. Anyway, so it's... But anyway, so I'm not sure if I said that much, but I guess I said enough to kind of take the time up so it's time to go for a break. I never got your answer back, in case you didn't know. But yes, in the classroom setting, it has nothing to do with jobs, but you don't find out until after you've been baffled by writing down the things that you like doing. Anyway, so... I'd like to have you just think about that, because maybe if you did that, you discover that it just doesn't match the thoughts in your head. But anyway, that's what it's designed to do, because your background even has a lot to do with doing more and more and more, and then using those abilities differently because somebody else sees how they could use what you're walking in the door with. And it's all performance-based versus anything else. But you got one more question. You didn't take a test to get in here, did you?
No, you didn't ask me to take a test.
Right. I didn't ask. Probably nobody asked you either. Anyway, so that's... I mean, so you've done it, and it can be done that way because your track record speaks for itself based on your age and time that you've been doing. Anyway, so we're going to take a short break and let you think about that and ponder that. But this is why I have this show that's called the Employment Opportunity Hour, because it's designed to get you to find what you already enjoy doing in addition to what you know how to do, we put that together, we have a productive worker doing something that they are growing with, and you're happy because they're producing what you want from them. But anyway, we'll be right back, let you think about that after a word from our sponsor, and we'll go from there.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
You were saying, you know, how society says we should get a good education and we stress about it and should get good training and all this stuff. So what's the difference between a good education and training?
Training is great. Education is the exposure of many things. And so our school or education system gives us exposure and knowledge of it. However, if I told you, I can tell you how to write a resume. I can tell you how to hold an interview. I can tell you how to go greet someone. And it sounds easy with someone standing in front of the class that's telling you that. However, you doing it, it never works that way. Which means you got to do it once or twice or three or four times until it's acceptable. So that's training. What we're missing in our educational process is training. There's education everywhere. We're missing training. And if we got training, the employers would be happy, the educational institutions would be happy because their graduates are really performing. What happens is we have a lot of individuals with education and lacking the ability to perform. That's the difference. We focus on training.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look.
Look here, right here on the Employment Opportunity Hour, because this is where we want you to look, because you can find something that you enjoy, especially if you don't know where to look. I'm talking right now about changes coming in our workforce. Some may affect you, some maybe not, but it's the employment rate. It's on its way up. And part of the reason is through this product is called AI or artificial intelligence. It's an article written by a person by the name of Chris Chiancone. He's the chief information officer at the city of Carrollton, and looks like he works for Google AI, and he's a speaker and an author, and he just released an article. The article has been out a few days. The report says August 2nd. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, I believe, has it. Has these figures in there in case you want to go look for yourself. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, and you can find out the unemployment rates from the past and currently, and try to look at where are things going in your future. Anyway, so I'm just giving you some of the data that has come out recently. But anyway, this thing says, The articles, part of the article says, artificial intelligence has made significant strides in recent years, with 2023 making a pivotal moment in its development and adoption. Because development means it's still being developed. It's learning from you based on the information you give it and adding that on to it, so that it has more, because you got to give it things so it learns. It's not already, it has learning from other humans, and it's out there so others can add to it, which is causing some problems in the areas of copyright information and all that sort of stuff. But this is what it's designed to do, and it's what it's doing. But you give it information to help it, and then others can use it along with you. Mention a couple of the big names out there, ChatGPT and DALL-E 2. But it's understanding that AI is moving into our workforce. Now, just in case, I said this on previous shows, AI stands for artificial intelligence. In other words, it's not real. You might think it is. It's not real. It's intelligent, but it's not real. It's been fed information. It's like, I mentioned this on the show, if you believe in Christmas and those kinds of things, especially if you lived in the North, some of the places in the South. But in the old days, you could go out in the woods and buy and see a pine tree and chop it down. You could bring it home and put it together. We call it a Christmas tree. We said, really, it's an actual tree that you went out into the woods, or somebody else went out in the woods. They chopped it down and they sold it to you, or you brought it. You bought it for yourself, and you brought it home. You brought it home, and then you decorate it. It's an actual pine tree. Okay, nowadays, you can go down to Walmart or some of these big stores and buy a Christmas tree. It's all plastic. Or one of those types of things. And so it's called the Christmas tree, but it's artificial. It's not a real tree. Well, artificial intelligence works very similar. It's not you. It's a machine. It's a machine full of data and information that you gave it. And it's learning from you based on what you give it, so it learns so that the next time it's needed, it can repeat what you have put into it, decipher you from the next person that may have put in something slightly different. I mean, so that's where the intelligence comes from. But it's not you. It's not, you use it to help make you better. But the bottom line is not you getting better at all. It's you using this to become better. I don't have a problem with it, because we need that in our workforce. As long as you know it's artificial, helping you do what you do, helping you do it better, quicker, faster. But anyway, so getting back to the labor market, the article also says something like, just as of August 2nd, 2024, the unemployment rate in the United States was 4.3%, which is 2 percentage points increase from July 24. Okay, this is just August. Okay, so it's gone up 2 points. And then it says this is the highest rate since October 2021. Okay, now, it indicates that the labor market is continuing to cool. Okay, BLS is scheduled to release state unemployment estimates on August 16th, which is a couple of days from now, at 10 a.m. I'm going to tell you not tell you where we're at, but it's predicted where this is going to go. Anyway, it says unemployment rate between 3.7 and 7.2% and over 2024 and 2027, that's 3 years from now. But forecasters are predicting an increase in the range of 4.3% to 4.8%. Because they're already predicting where we're going to be a few years from now based on possibly a change in jobs. Jesus, time has gone by too fast. Or either I'm going too slow. But anyway, some of the trends that says that certain industries and job roles are more susceptible to AI-driven changes. There are four of them. One is clerical administrative workers. That may be changing. Tasks such as data entry, document processing, and customer service are increasingly being automated. Okay, so those jobs, the customer service, machines are going to be doing that to the other customers. Financial services, roles in investment analysis, compliance, and client investor communications are being enhanced or partially automated by AI. Software development. AI is assisting code generation, optimizing and testing potential impacting software engineering jobs. Okay, so the engineers are going to get better and better, or it's going to replace some of those engineers. And then the last thing is media and entertainment. Content creation, editing, and management tasks are being streamlined by AI tools. Okay, so these are things that are coming that may affect your roles if you're in those industries. How it's going to affect you, I don't know. Because for some of you, you may get job enhancements, job promotions, and some of you may get laid off. But I'd like to have you just think about that, because our workforce is changing because the tools are changing, and they're all designed to make us better humans. But anyways, I'd like to have you just really think about that. We'll talk more about that as time goes on from time to time, because as our workforce changes, then you will change as well. Whether you like it or not, we're being driven in a direction that many of you are taking for granted without looking at some of the pros and cons that are coming up. But my time is almost up, but I'd like to have you think about that, because you can take advantage of that by looking at the things that you know how to do, enjoy doing. Take those skills and abilities, add that on to the use of the AI tools, and you'll become a more productive individual for yourself as well as for your employer. But when you're doing it your way, you can go where you would like to go. But I hear the music, which means my time is up. But I spend all the time talking about the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, and know how to do. You can indeed do it your way, and that's what this show is all about. Go out and tell everybody what you like to do and enjoy doing. They're going to ask you anyway. But some may come back to you with jobs that they think that you could fit into, and I would love to hear some of that from you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The U.S., Egypt, and Qatar resume Israel-Hamas ceasefire negotiations tomorrow, but Hamas leaders have opted out for now. CBS's Ramy Innocencio in Tel Aviv explains. Hamas.